two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
The unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A pro football stories from your two hosts, a former NFL quarterback and the other guy. It's the unrivaled NFL Roundup.
My goodness, Scott. Yes, the NFL finds itself in an interesting spot. We talked about this last night with the league having a big disparity between the haves and have-nots. And the middle class of pro football has been totally lost, Scott. Yes, I'm very worried about it. What I want to know is first, you talked about how difficult it could be, you know, being in the spot where you're so bad so earlier in the show. But, you know, when you think about some of these teams that there are teams that totally deserve it, though. And then there are the teams that you're going, oh, my goodness. It just has been piled on and injuries or whatever. I think the Cowboys kind of are in that category on top of all of it. And so you have all of these different teams going through different stuff. And Jerry Jones has gotten pretty upset because he's not just the face of that franchise. I mean, he's the entire look of what that organization is and has been since 1989, essentially. And so here was what the conversation that was had on a local radio show there in Dallas on The Fan, and it was an awkward exchange for sure.
Does your team have a leadership void?
Where in the offensive line? Where
just overall
where,
when
seriously,
these
but seriously, where would you have a leadership void? Is it an experience void? Is it a talent void? Is it a leader sport? I'm not trying to be cute here. The answer is no. The answer is no.
I'm asking.
There's not a. Well, just shut up and let me answer.
Because as long as you're losing and as long as you're the Dallas Cowboys, you're going to be open to this question
right. And
numerous questions because it doesn't make sense. There's a higher expectation that the Cowboys put out there, and I think the NFL is expecting, especially with the weakness of the NFC East, and the Cowboys just should be playing better. You get a new coach, you're headed in a different direction, and you're just asking yourself, you know, really, I mean, until they win a Super Bowl, and they probably can't even win a Super Bowl, it's got to be multiple Super Bowls, that he's going to get these questions. And he's a guy that doesn't like to have to answer these questions because he's a guy that is used to winning and being successful. And so it's a hard thing for someone like Jerry Jones to have to answer that question. I can totally see how he would get testy about it. But you know what? The reporter loves asking the question.
No, I know.
Because he knows he's going to get a rise out of Jerry Jones.
It's pretty interesting, too, because that guy is the most powerful person in Texas sports at all, right? I mean, like, that's the guy. And so he kind of –
maybe the nation.
Right. I mean, and so he's going on the show, and he has a weekly spot where he comes onto this show – and they have kind of a rapport every week. He could definitely say absolutely not. I mean, could you imagine, you know, it'd be like Larry Miller back in his heyday going on and answering really, really tough questions. You know, he's also a guy that doesn't really like to – he doesn't turn away from anything. He likes to answer to stuff. But He would never find himself in the position where he'd have to get grovel and have this argument with, you know, some dumb sports radio hosts. You know how those weirdos are.
The answer is deny, 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 deny. Okay, that's a standard answer, because if you say, yeah, we have a serious leadership problem, and then you know what they say? Well, that's kind of on the coach, isn't it? I mean, isn't he the one that's coaching up these players, and isn't he the guy? And it's like, you know, then it's like, well, now you got to fire your coach, or you got to look into, and it just snowballs. So people are always, they're always going to deny until they don't want to deny anymore, until they want to go, you know what, coach is kind of lacking leadership here, and that's the message that, guess what, he's out the door soon. And so it's weird because you need the media, you want the media, but you don't really want the media.
Right.
Because if you really tell the truth, then you just open yourself up to all of these other issues. And what guys will do, and typically it's receivers, they go, no, I'm gonna open up.
Yeah.
Right? I'm gonna
make my frustrations
yeah,
heard.
I'm gonna be
management's gonna have to address me.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so everyone in the media goes, we got to talk to Chad Johnson. We got to talk to, you know, any of these guys, you know, Antonio Brown. I mean, they're all that way. I mean, Terrell Owens, you just go on, and it's by design. These guys aren't stupid. They know that they become the conversation, and it's all a marketing ploy.
Well,
and they're just using the media as free marketing. You know, think of the millions of people that hear about them because they're so outrageous.
Yeah, and Jerry Jones, he knows what he's doing. The best thing that he could do is have strife going on, because it actually pays just as well. I mean, the reality is having a disastrous situation in Dallas is actually just as profitable as it is to not. I think that
right. –
You know, I think
there's
that,
no such thing as bad publicity.
Yeah, especially in the NFL. Yeah. I mean, these are especially for the most, you know, one of the most, you know, valued franchises on the planet. So let me bring this up, Scott. There are a couple things I want to bring up. These are college guys and pros. And first, let's talk about Trevor Lawrence, who has suddenly turned all sorts of indifferent about the questions about going to the NFL. He's now turned to, well, who knows if that's even going to be something that I do next year. Which before was not even an option. Trevor Lawrence was going to absolutely go into the draft, and now he's kind of pulling the – I don't know if that's a move that you have with your agent, Scott, when you go, no, just go out there and just kind of act like you're not as interested. Maybe that might be more profitable for
well,
us.
Well, it's not profitable as much as it is – it looks like it might be the Jets, and I don't want to go to the Jets. So I will come back for my fifth year. You know what? I'll get – injured so I can have a medical red shirt,
yeah,
anything, not to have to go play for the Jets. And all it is, it's just a way of him saying, I'm going to use whatever leverage I can, which is, hey, I don't have to go in the draft, to make sure that I get in the best possible position that I can be in. And quite frankly, I think they should let these players do that. I think they should say, okay, I'm going to go in the draft, and you know what, I don't like where I'm going, I'm just going to go
back to college. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's
well, guess what? Next year, at this rate, the Jets are going to be right back being the ones knocking
right
at the door.
I mean,
anyway.
Yeah, he'd be there the next 10 years, and he's still,
he'd still be the first pick.
But shouldn't it be that way? I mean, think about when you leave college, you interview with different companies, and you get an opportunity to kind of pick where you want to go.
If it doesn't work for Trevor Lawrence, he could take a gap year in Paris, you know, like other kids do. They graduate from college and go, I'm just going to take some time and, like, think about my options, man.
I mean, that wouldn't be out of the realm of, you know, how people are these days. You know, this new generation.
These millennials.
What is it? No, there's Z's. They're not even millennials.
They're not even millennials.
Yeah, we've gone way
millennials
past millennials.
Are way too responsible compared to this Gen Z folk. All right, so let me go back to the college thing again. The Shrine Bowl, the East-West Shrine Bowl, has been canceled. That's a huge problem for guys who aren't going to be necessarily invited to the Senior Bowl, which is like that, you know, that top tier. The East-West Shrine game is one of those games that many a BYU player certainly earned their way into the Senior Bowl in the next weeks after that. But this is I think this is a massive deal for if they cancel this to be looked at. Come on, Scott.
Doesn't matter.
What do you mean it doesn't matter?
There's only two things that matter.
Well, the combine
there's three. Senior Bowl matters.
Okay.
If you want to go to a bowl game, but a Senior Bowl is the one
so
that
the
matters.
East-West Shrine Bowl is
whatever. It's whatever.
And then the combine's the other thing that matters.
The combine's the other thing, but then it's your individual workouts. Though it's not one thing or another. It's a combination of a lot of things. So they see your season, they get to work with you for a whole week at the Senior Bowl, and then they kind of they get that final affirmation when you go to the combine, and then those personal workouts where they just, it's just you, and they really can just do some deep dive on, you know, your skill set. That's what matters. These that doesn't bother me.
All right, well, tell that to some of these guys from BYU who've gotten invites over the past few seasons.
Well, if you get an invite, go.
Based on their performances.
No, it's not going
to
hurt
you.
No,
they got invites to the Senior Bowl based on their performance at the East-West Shrine Game.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen that often, but it's happened. Yeah. All right, we're going to take the break here. We'll come back. More to go on KSL's Unrivaled. Our two-minute drills around the corner. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. Plus, just... You know, trying to. We're working toward the weekend. We're trying to figure out a way we can get to Skippers somehow on the West Coast. Stay with us right here in KSL's Unrivaled.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.